Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust at AM 1400, FM 93.3, and now lighten up the Osage at 95.1. We're having an experience today from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Mark Wood, how are you?
I am awesome, man.
You brought your
my fiddle.
That's got more strings on it than I thought it was going to have.
Oh, yeah.
What do you got on? Do you have eight? Seven?
Seven strings, yeah, man.
Man, that's something else. Yeah. And you brought your Pretty Bright in with you, too.
Yes, our great singer of our band, Laura Kay.
Good morning.
All righty, great. And how are you doing, young lady, Kayla?
I am doing amazing. I'm glad to be here.
Now, we've got a big show, a really big show.
Yes, very as
we now, when we open up at the BSO.
Yes, we do. Yes, so our season opener is, as you can see, Mark Wood, the Mark Wood Experience. Yeah. He's bringing his whole band and his Viper. So we're really excited. It'll be a nice mix of some classic rock hits, something for the whole family to enjoy. And he's also been doing a lot of great things in the community with some education outreach.
Let's go with that here, Mark. You've been visiting the schools. Where have you been?
Yes, I got here Sunday, and I've been to, Jenks, Tulsa, and Bartlesville. I'm doing this afternoon.
Oh, good, good.
And it's been really, really great to connect with the kids and inspire them.
Well, wonderful. I asked right before we came in, and I was going to only do it on the air, but I figured I better pull a safety here. Where'd you come up with the name Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
Our producer, I mean, it's a great name, right?
Yeah.
We're a greasy rock band from New York. We're not from Russia. And the audiences used to think we were from Russia the first tour, and they would leave half the audience because it was too loud. We're a rock and roll band that plays Christmas music. Who knew, right?
Who knew? And young lady, you're from New York too, right?
I am, yep.
Tell everybody what you've been doing.
I have been working mostly with this one.
Uh-huh.
So we generally, pre-COVID, we tour all over the country, mm-hmm. all over the world,
yeah.
working a lot with kids and music education outreach. But our favorite thing to do is to work with symphony orchestras.
I bet it is.
It's amazing. There's nothing like the feeling of being propelled forward by the sound of a symphony orchestra.
Yeah.
It's so sonically pleasing as an artist and as a singer, especially, to sort of, pardon me for getting poetic, just sort of ride the waves of mm-hmm. the beautiful sound of an orchestra.
Yes.
Against, like, Mark's arrangements, which are just so killer.
Oh, gee, many yeah. Christmas. So, you know, we were talking a little bit about being in the studio, and Mark, being in the studio is one thing. You can do it a million times over and over and again. But on that stage, something just fires up that soul.
You know,
tell us about that experience.
What I find to be so interesting, in the recording studio said you can do take three, take four, 20 takes, but live, you can't do that song again. Mm. You can't say to the audience, wait a second, let's try that again. I think we could do that better. Oh, no. You have one shot. That's it. So you better be on your game, man.
Oh, wow.
So we have fun.
Yeah. Now, how long was Trans-Siberian Orchestra together?
Still together, we formed it 25 years ago.
That's hard to believe.
I know. Yeah. It's amazing. Every year, and this coming winter is going to be the first time since the COVID hit.
Wow.
So it's going to be really exciting.
Yeah. You know, it's got to be great that you two can travel together and share this fabulous career together.
Oh,
we're
yeah, way too much
sure.
fun.
Way too much fun.
Now, I understand that you got woken up with hot rods this morning.
Oh, I love it. Well, I grew up with hot rods.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. So it's super fun. Bartlesville is rocking on every level.
Yeah, and if
on
I wasn't
all
a
cylinders.
Singer, if I wasn't a singer, I'd be a race car driver. He knows.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You drove here, didn't you?
Yes, and had to put the car on. If I don't put the car on, like, you know, like set mm-hmm. it to like auto, whatever. Oh my gosh, no, I like to drive fast. I very much like to drive fast.
Now, Kayla, now tonight, or tomorrow night, rather, I'm all geared up for this. So you can tell I kind of really want tomorrow night to be tonight. But it's
yeah,
not.
I know.
It's tomorrow night.
It can't come soon enough. You know, we've been busy preparing all week for the season opener, you know, all month, actually. Mm-hmm. So
how are we doing with seating? We doing good?
We're doing good, yeah. You know, we We still have tickets available. Students are free with a paying adult. Uh-huh. So if any of the kids want to get out because, you know, sister and brother got to go to homecoming and they want to do something special, this is a great opportunity to take the rest of the family out and really have a good time.
Oh, this is going to be really fabulous.
It's going to
now,
be amazing.
Now, have you worked it with the symphony yet? Have you met the players?
First rehearsals tomorrow. Tonight.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You're going to be in for a treat. I mean,
yes.
We may be a small town, but our symphony sounds big.
Kick butt.
Oh, yeah. That's what we hear. Like,
well,
that,
you know. Tom, imagine a big muscular symphony playing Led Zeppelin. We're doing Trans-Siberian Orchestra music. We're doing my music. We're doing Stairway to Heaven with Laura's great vocals. We're doing some Peter Gabriel. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be that great
Emerson,
partnership.
Lake and Palmer, mm-hmm. Kansas.
Yeah, yes. It's that great partnership of rock and a classical orchestra.
Well, can I ask you a quick question here, kind of personal? How'd you two guys meet?
Oh.
Oh, you want the G-rated?
Sure. 33 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
We shared a bass player. So I had a band. We were both very active in the New York rock scene, New York tri-state area scene. And we knew of each other but had never met. So how could I not hear of this crazy guy with this amazing, incredible instrument? And he had heard of me. I'd been like voted best female vocalist for years in a row or whatever. So my band at the time was using the same bass player that Mark's band was using. And this guy was like, you got to come see us play. And kept asking and asking, and one night actually worked. And I came out and saw you guys play and basically stood in front of the stage. And I think we stared at each other for 2 hours.
It was
and
also
so,
my pants. My
yeah,
pants
well,
were very
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, Mark's pants were like
pants was
ripped like
off.
Up to like places that you probably
shouldn't be ripped. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was New York.
Yeah.
And it was the glam.
That was the era of the glam. I remember.
Yeah.
Bowie and Guns N' Roses. It was awesome.
Yep. Yeah. So here we are, all these years later.
In Bartlesville.
Having fun.
Yeah.
And Kaylee, and of course, the symphony kicks off a magnificent season, and I mean with a lot of thunder. This is going to be good.
It will be amazing. Yeah. So if y'all have any questions, you can reach us at 918-336-7717. If you'd like to hop online, the BCC box office is where you can get all your tickets as well.
Okay. Now, will you be having, as they say in the biz, baby, some merch?
Yes.
Yeah, actually, I think
we will definitely have some merch. I believe a couple of our CDs, T-shirts, swag, some awesome sweatshirts.
Oh, yeah.
And hoodies, yeah. Hoodies are great. Who doesn't love hoodies?
Yeah, well, we're getting right into that weather.
So
you know.
We are, right?
Yeah, after 95 tomorrow, it's fall.
Yeah.
This is really great having you into town and, of course, sharing with our school kids. Now, first of all, when they see you walk in, they're wondering, well, this doesn't look like our music teacher.
Right.
A bit taller than most of our music teachers.
Well, you know, it's funny, Tom. It's so important that professionals, athletes, scientists, poets, musicians come into schools and motivate and inspire kids. I was inspired. You, when we were kids, man, when we either saw the Beatles or Led Zeppelin or Miles Davis, we were enthralled, but they weren't coming to Led Zeppelin ain't coming to my school, man.
No.
So we have committed, and it's exhausting but incredibly important because it's part of our musicians need to teach. And not only are the teachers at the school who are really essential workers this past 2 years, unbelievable, to partner with them and really help them get the message of the importance of music and the power of music and the healing power of music. It's not just scales, it's not just squeaking around on your instrument. We have a job here to heal the world. That's how crazy I am. And these kids respond to that.
They do.
So it's really great.
You know, music is probably the single most powerful relief.
Oh, absolutely.
When you take a look, like you say, you ride the wave.
Yeah.
You feel the power of it. It can really infuse your soul. It really can.
Instantly. And the scientists have come up with this, that with music is the fastest conductor of human emotion out of every experience.
Oh, yes.
The fastest conductor. You can hear three notes of a melody. Bum, ba-da-dum, bum, ba-da-dum, bum, ba-da-dum.
And you're there.
And it's like, we're there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
I have a question about your violin.
Yeah.
Okay, it's 7 strings, but you have frets on it. Now, frets are the little steel bars that you see going up and down,
ladies and
gentlemen. And that looks reminiscent of a guitar. Now, 7 strings, a fiddle that looks like a guitar, it plays like the top strings. Would that almost sound like a cello?
It goes, the entire orchestra is on my instrument. We have violin, viola, cello, and bass.
All the way up there?
Yep. Okay. It's 7 octaves.
Whew.
So if you can imagine playing a piano with only 3 octaves, like a violin only has 3 octaves, imagine now playing a piano that has 88 keys. I was like, man, I need to play my violin that has 88 keys. So I had to build, and this is my first one that I ever built, and we manufacture these all around the world, from Lizzie Sterling plays our instruments to Mark O'Connor plays our instruments. So we manufacture them in New York with luthiers, and we ship them around the world.
Wow.
How much fun are we having?
You're having way too much fun. More fun than a human should be allowed to, you know, to be quite honest with you. But, yeah, that is really, really amazing.
And it works.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't know what I'm doing.
I would say
you do.
I'm not trained.
You're not trained?
Into luthiers? No. I went to Juilliard. I'm a complete musician. But my father was a woodworker.
Uh-huh.
And my family on my father's side. And my mother was musician and music. So all my brothers played stringed instruments. We had the first all-brother string quartet in the 1970s. 4 of us.
Ooh.
You know, and I was on viola, and we did all the great Beethoven literature and stuff. But I'd run home after the concerts, listen to Black Sabbath Led Zeppelin and the Beatles really loud. And my mother would be like, turn that down. What are you listening to that garbage for? I was like, ooh.
Getting ideas.
And watching Jimmy Page and Jimi Hendrix. And I was like, I think a violin can compete with that solid body guitar that has 6 strings and frets. I can beat you guys. And that changed everything.
Wow, Mark Wood. And Laura, where did you get your start in singing? I mean, what influenced you? Were you Juilliard as well?
No, the funny thing is I am completely and totally the opposite.
Uh-huh.
Mark is trained from like the tips of his toes to the tips of his hair.
Uh-huh.
I started singing as a way to vent emotion.
Like most of us do.
Like most of us do, and that's why it gives us a unique perspective when we work with kids, because we understand that I had a difficult childhood, and I found that the louder I sang, the better I felt, and I didn't get training until years after I was doing it professionally.
Wow.
Where I'd do 5 nights a week, 4 sets a night, and by the 3rd night I couldn't talk. So I learned. I went to the top vocal coaches in New York City. Top who worked with everybody, and they helped me learn stamina and everything else. But singing for me, like Mark says, it's pure emotion.
Mm-hmm.
It's channeling emotion. It's like, you know, and especially these days in the pandemic world, you know, for the last 18, 20 months, we took our music education program to an online platform, and we're curious if it would transfer that way to like Zoom. Well, you'd be surprised how hungry these kids have been to get this stuff out and to actually have somebody say to them, how are you feeling right now? Well, express how you're feeling through your violin, through your voice, through your cello, through your instrument, through your art. Get it out, because keeping it in is not healthy.
It's toxic is what it is.
It's toxic.
Yeah.
So, and these days especially. So, yeah.
That's a really unique perspective on that.
Yeah. Thanks.
Tell everybody where we can get a ticket.
Yeah. So, where to get tickets? You can call us at BSO, but your best bet would be to call the BCC box office or hop online to BCC's website and purchase your tickets for the October 9th Markwood Experience starting at 7:30.
Alrighty, thank you very much. I did take a couple pictures here because I forgot earlier, and we got to go to another show here in just a couple of seconds. But the Markwood Experience, Mark, Laura, Kaylee, everybody, thank you very much for
being
here with us.
Thank you so much.
Alrighty.
We'll see you all there.
We'll see you.